Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Oh, I love talking to entrepreneurs, and that's what we have for the rest of the show today. Yesterday was National Ice Cream Day. I'm sure you celebrated appropriately. I'm going to extend the holiday, if you will, one more day. Wisconsin's only Ben & Jerry's Scoop Shop opened last Sunday, which was July 14th, I think. I don't know. This last week is kind of a lot of stuff happening in this week, but it opened right on Broadway in the historic Third Ward. It's the former home of Paintball Dave's. If you're familiar with the neighborhood, Paintball Dave's goes way back. I think that closed in like 2016, but the entire building right there on Broadway in Chicago was rehabbed in like 2019, 2020 with apartments and kind of a beautiful first floor retail space that's been used for a variety of uses until now. That Trisha and our guest, Fred Rasmussen, jumped in and said, all right, we need to bring Ben & Jerry's to Wisconsin. The ice cream shop offers a ton of different flavors that Fred will go into. But Fred, thanks for taking the time to be here this morning. I'm sure it's been a busy week for you.
It has been an amazing week. We have been so warmly received by the community. Our staff is amazing. We're really trying to reach out and make sure that we can get as many customers through to have that Ben & Jerry's experience, which is all about having fun with ice cream.
Yes, indeed. So tell me about the experience. Give us a little bit about your background and then, you know, for you and your wife, kind of what led to that, you know, getting up in the morning and saying, wow, I need to explore purchasing a Ben & Jerry's franchise.
So my wife is now a retired kindergarten teacher. Okay. She did that for 27 years. We have been Ben & Jerry's flavor fanatics forever. That's a little plug for our website. We have a flavor fanatics program for people to join if you're going to be a frequent person to the area. And we have some friends that own one. We have
in what market?
In the Illinois market.
Okay. Okay.
And just talking to them and how positive their experience has been, we jumped in and said, this is something that we want to do. Ben & Jerry's as a corporation is something that has a three-part mission that we believe in. And I'm sure you'll ask me a question about that coming up.
Yes.
But as educators, service, and being a part of a community is something that is natural to us. Mm-hmm. Ben & Jerry's really believes in that. Our daughter just graduated from Milwaukee School of Engineering.
Okay. So it was time for life's next venture.
It was time for life's next venture. And the Third Ward is a space that is absolutely amazing. And we've been in quite a bit with her over the years, and it just seemed like a natural fit. Yeah.
So how long was the process? I mean, give me some insight there. Are there others vying for, do you have the statewide rights? Or like, how does that work? You submit something online or you go through the right channels and mm-hmm. What's that process look like?
So Ben & Jerry's, the first step is to be approved as a franchisee. And it's a lengthy process. It took us approximately 6 months. Hmm. It was a series of interviews that covered everything from an understanding of Ben & Jerry's as a corporation to an understanding of how to run a business in a scoop shop.
Okay.
And then making sure that you do a site proposal that meets their standards.
Okay. Obviously, Ben & Jerry's is now owned by Unilever, mm-hmm. but did Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield come to your house and like interview you on the flavors? Like what's the process from the interview standpoint?
So a knowledge of the flavors is a huge part of it.
Okay.
An understanding of customer service.
Yeah.
And really what we are not, we don't have a drive-through. We weren't looking at a location with a drive-through because it really is about the experience. And it starts how you're greeted. It continues into a new experience we have in our scoop shop. It's a new thing that will be coming out in future scoop shops. It's called a flavor wall.
Hmm.
And it has pictures and descriptions, and it tries to make it more interactive. And then it continues through your experience with our scoopers. We want you to, everybody comes in. We really believe that you can change the world through ice cream. And we haven't encountered anybody who has had a scoop who hasn't left with a smile.
All right.
That's our goal.
Fred Rasmussen, one of the owners of the new Ben & Jerry's Scoop Shop. located in Milwaukee's historic Third Ward. So finding the right location for Wisconsin's first Ben & Jerry's? We'll talk to Fred about that. Coming up next, this is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to the Monday Upswing. Yesterday was National Ice Cream Day. We're extending the holiday for another day, talking with the owner, well, couple owners, Fred's wife, had to take care of some business at the store this morning. But Fred, yes, Rasmussen is one of the owners of the new Ben & Jerry's franchise that just opened up in the Third Ward. So, Ben, I knew that would happen, Fred. As you're looking at locations, mm-hmm, what did that process look like? You're just searching online? Does Ben & Jerry's give you some ideas? Do you just say, I know we want to be here? Is it like buying a house? How does that location scouting go?
It's a little bit of all of those.
Yeah.
So Ben & Jerry's provides you with some very specific criteria of what they'd like to see to help really drive your business. And foot traffic is a large part of that. So having a daughter who has graduated from Milwaukee School of Engineering, we had spent a lot of time dining in the Third Ward and shopping down there and really fell in love with it. And when we started this process, once we got approved as franchisees, we started the location search. And it was very quick for us.
Mm-hmm.
We went to one spot and we found our perfect location.
Wow.
You
look at the bullets on the Ben & Jerry's site for what they're looking for,
mm-hmm,
for new stores, and it's large, vibrant downtowns, especially tourist sections of a downtown where people go to experience and enjoy a city, entertainment centers, and tourist and vacation destinations such as beaches and boardwalks. I mean, we have a lot of those in the market, but like we were talking about over the break, Milwaukee wasn't really on the Ben & Jerry's radar.
They were unaware of how vibrant the Third Ward was. My wife and I both took turns. We had to submit what we call foot traffic counts. You, mm-hmm, literally sit and you count the number of people that go by.
That was all on you as a franchise,
yes,
owner. You know, prove to us that this is going to work.
Correct. So we had to do what's called a site proposal, and it included a lot of information about the area, other stores, foot traffic in the area, potential for growth. A large part of what we're going to do, in addition to our activities in the Scoop Shop, is we hope to immerse ourselves into the community and do things like catering events, mm-hmm, and fundraising opportunities with schools. That is a passion for us. Ben & Jerry's wants us to become an active member of the community. So we're looking to go out and partner in those ways as we go forward. But being in our location as close as we are to Summerfest, as close as we are to the public market, we sat there and did foot traffic counts and again, that demographic study on us, and submitted a proposal, and Ben & Jerry's was blown away.
Did your daughter choose to stay in the Milwaukee area after graduating from MSOE?
She is in the Milwaukee area. Right. I don't want to give her exact address, but no, she is living down on water.
Okay.
She is a biomolecular engineer.
Okay.
Has a job at a local company as an engineer, and is kind of really what drove us to this area. They say wherever your daughter lives, she's the one that's going to take care of you when, yeah, you get old. So we're going to make sure we stay nice and close.
We talk often on The Upswing about recruitment and retention. There's a real life example right,
yes,
there. Daughter goes to school here, yes, decides to stay here. Parents invest in a business and grow it. That's beautiful. Now, like you said, when we come back from the break, I got to ask you, are you planning on moving fully to Milwaukee? And then, how important was the mission of Ben & Jerry's as you and your wife were looking at the franchise opportunity? An insightful, fun conversation on this day after National Ice Cream Day with Fred Rasmussen, who is one of the one of the owners of the new Ben & Jerry's franchise here in the heart of the city in the historic Third Ward. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Oh, Welcome back to The Upswing. Fred Rasmussen joins us. Him and his wife, Trisha, just opened up Wisconsin's very first Ben & Jerry's in the historic Third Ward. Fred, it's a bit of a family business for you, right? I mean, obviously your wife involved, but you really intend to bring all of your kids into the business at some point.
Absolutely. I have another son who is studying chemical engineering down in Terre Haute, Indiana. And he'll be up here this summer in a few weeks. He's finishing up an internship, but will be joining us this Saturday, actually, in the Scoop Shop. But our youngest son is a business major who took a class in high school called Small Business Incubator, and has really been a part of this journey with us from the beginning. Everything from the site proposal to the lease negotiation to helping us decide what our website can do. And it really is a family business for us.
All right. So how many total stores and locations are there? I always smile at the fact that as a lifelong Milwaukeean, Milwaukeeans get pretty excited about, ooh, the national brand is landing in our community, but we want the right national brands. It seems like this is one of those brands that people are pretty excited to have here.
Our community that we're in the Third Ward seems very excited that we're here. We have been talking people as the shop has been open only just a week. We've had international people come through, but we've had a very overwhelming response from people not only in the Third Ward area, but extending out into the suburbs as well. We're very excited
about
what's
happening.
And
there's less than, 200 total locations in the country now?
It's my understanding there's 197.
Okay.
There's a couple more being proposed. The majority of them are outside of the Midwest, South, West Coast, and then the East Coast.
Will this be your only Wisconsin location?
I hope not. Right. We need to get our flagship store up
and
running.
Come on, Jeff. We're only a week into it. Slow it down.
I would love to tell you we're going to have six of them in the next 10 years, but I want to make sure that we do things right and that our store in the Third Ward is representative of who we are in the Ben & Jerry's brand.
So how important was the B Corp mission of Ben & Jerry's to you and your wife?
It's huge. This is second career for us. So we vetted personally a variety of other options as we looked at the next phase of our life. As I said, we're both educators and finding a company that aligned with who we are morally and socially is something that was near and dear to our heart, which is why we chose to go in this direction.
Yeah. I mean, that Ben & Jerry's often talks about linked prosperity, right?
Yes.
You know, that comes through in a lot of what they talk about. So you're coming into a custard market with ice cream. Is it a rise in all frozen treats lifts all boats, or what do you see between ice cream and custard?
I am going to be biased and say that we have the best ice cream in the market. We're a super premium brand, but I also know that we're in the land of custard and several other ice cream shops in the area. We believe that our goal is to bring happiness and that we can change lives through ice cream. And whether it's us or someone else, we want people to be happy and enjoy our brand as well.
So is it Cherry Garcia, Chunky Monkey? What is your favorite flavor? And then what's your wife's favorite flavor?
So I will tell you it is seasonal for me.
Oh, okay.
So in the summertime, I'm a Chunky Monkey guy.
Right.
I will throw in some half-baked or some fish food. In the wintertime, we will do something called a hot shake. So we'll take some steaming hot chocolate, drop your favorite flavor in there and melt it throughout. So a salted caramel blondie and a hot chocolate makes all this gooey pleasure and joyness.
All right. Entrepreneurial story from education to ice cream opening in the historic Third Ward, Milwaukee, and actually Wisconsin's very first Ben & Jerry's franchise is now open. Fred Rasmussen and his wife, Trisha, are the owners. Joined us today on The Upswing. I appreciate your time, Fred.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here. We'd love to see you come out to the store as well as the rest of the community.
All right. Very good.